Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We kicked off the top of the hour speaking with Ty Patinsky about his new book, Us Plus Them. So now it's time to switch to the books and then the music side, where we have recording artist Foley that's joining us live for the first time. He's joining us on a special day for him. It's his birthday. But he's here to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also what he hopes you all are able to take from his music this year. Foley, man, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, y'all? I'm very happy to be here. It's a privilege.
Well, man, glad to have you on with us, and congratulations again to you. You know, I was talking to you a little bit before we went live here, and when you look at what you've been able to do up until this point, Foley, of course, you've been able to have the privilege of having your music played on the radio, people being able to hear you, see you perform. What has it been like for you to not only produce this music, but then to be able to have people wanting more of it?
It's amazing. It's amazing. Sometimes I kind of get caught up so much in the moment that, you know, it's almost not breathtaking, but it kind of makes me feel like, you know, it's still a lot more that needs to get done. Because, you know, when people are feeling the music, you give a certain type of, you know, when you get a certain type of vibe. And, like, from that vibe, you just want to keep going, keep going, keep going. So it's almost like, you know, when people say, man, you're doing, you know, a lot, you kind of feel like, I still got a lot more to do, you know. But,
right.
You know, happy to be, you know, happy to reach the accomplishment, but definitely it's humbling, and at the same time, it's amazing. It makes you want to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that has kind of changed the world that we live in today, Foley, is the internet. I mean, you're able to literally, in real time, be able to get feedback from your fans from all over the world, you know, thanks to Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation. Do you think these tools have not only been able to help you to reach where you want to go, but also giving you that feedback that's so important for artists like yourself?
It definitely has. It definitely has. It opens the doorway to, like, a lot of different places where the music would take millions of dollars to get to. I've had artists call me from Africa. I've had interviews on England radio station. I mean, via the internet, I've done so much. I've gotten music into movie soundtracks. I actually, you know, when it comes to the internet, promote music out via Twitter and Reverb Nation, all those places. You have so many other people that they kind of rely on that as a source, because it's no way for them to come way to Tennessee just to hear,
right,
you know, this one artist. So the internet definitely changed the game, and it opened the door to a lot. I mean, it's very valuable, you know, and it's only getting stronger daily.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I was speaking with a guest earlier, and they were saying, you know, something we agree with, and that is that when used responsibly, the internet can be such a great thing. And not only that, you know, I think when you're looking at what you're building here, because you really are building a brand, when people hear your name, what do you want them to think about when it comes to the type of music that you're bringing to them?
Fun. Like, you know, I think that, you know, when I first came in, when I first got in the game, I was doing, you know, singing. So I wrote a lot from the heart. So a lot of my music comes from the heart. And I know that at the same time that, you know, as Americans and all across the nation, we're going through, like, some troubling times right now. At the same time, you still want to remind people that, you know, life is worth living. I hate when I hear the sad stories of people, you know, that either committed suicide or either snapped or either, you know, broke under pressure. I hate those stories because, you know, I've been there. You know, I've been through those things, and I felt like, you know, maybe the best way to solve the problem was to, you know, end my own life. But I think with my music, I've changed it from more so of the real talk and heartfelt. I've changed it over to being more fun. So I hope now that when people hear my music, not only do they want to dance, but, you know, they just want to live, just want to have, you know, just enjoy life and fun, party, dance, and just be like, look, tomorrow could be a better day.
Exactly. Tomorrow can be a better day. It's all really on our attitude. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Foley is joining us today, not just on Thursday, but on his birthday, talking with us about his love of music and also what it's been like for him to share with all of you, especially those who have been able to find him through the internet. You know, I think, you know, there are some artists out here, and Foley, I think you'll agree with me on this. There's some artists out here that they make the kind of music they think people want to hear. When you go into the studio, who are you making music for first? I mean, is it something that you have to personally believe in, or is it something that you feel like that it's your responsibility to give it to your fans?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like I said, with today how it is, music definitely needs to reach the people. So hands down, when I go into the studio, my first mind is how do I feel? You know, that day, like today, it's a gloomy day in Tennessee, so it's raining and, you know, it's all sad. But, you know, at the same time, you can still be happy because, hey, it's my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I'm not sitting in here with one candle in the middle of a melted cake or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So
right. It's
just based on how I feel, like, you know. And so first and foremost, I just, like I said, put together on how I feel. And then after that, you focus on your fans, like, you don't want to make so many songs talking about the good times because everything is not good. And you definitely don't want to make a lot of songs about the bad times and rough times because things are not always bad and rough. So like, it's just based on how you feel that day. And then after that, you take in the essence of what you're writing down on your paper. Will the fans understand it and how will they feel? Because, you know, at the same time, your words are speaking, your music is doing the same thing, your beats are talking as well.
Exactly. You know, I think that's the great thing. And you know what? I think, you know, at the end of the day, and I tell people this all the time, too, it is a balance, but it is a business, too. And you are not your customer. So you have to be able to give your customer, you know, what they want. But I do believe, and I think this is what you were saying, too, is that, you know, there is something out there for everybody. And, you know, there are times when you want to be able to show another side. Like you said, when things are gloomy, you know, there is something to be able to look forward to, and you give them that in your music. So let's talk about, you know, some of the singles, and then we're going to let you introduce the song Toot Is Here. But, you know, when you first heard yourself on the radio, was that for you, was that a sign of your getting to where you wanted to go, Foley, or was it just another notch on the ladder for you as to what you have done on this journey?
I definitely feel like it was me getting to where I want to go. The radio is a very valuable tool, especially when you're trying to break into, like how I said, a game that's it's a billion-dollar industry. And it's one thing I heard from a movie producer. He said that, you know, a lot of guys with the talent never get the opportunity to play with the guys with the bow ties, with the neckties on. So when I heard that my music on the radio, it fired me up. It's like, okay, it's, you know, not it's about time, but yes, it's go time. You know, I just felt like when the masses hear the music on the radio, it gives you what you would call a draw card. And from that draw card, it opens up a lot of other doors. You know, it's almost like seeing yourself in your first commercial or your first movie. You just feel like the world is opening up to you now, and they get more familiar with what you're able to bring to the table.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That opens up the door for something else, though, Foley. You know, we have seen, and you've seen it as well, artists who have, you know, have shined really bright, and then, you know, ego gets in the way, and they lose sight of everything, and then they lose themselves, and then they end up losing everything else. How do you walk that line of, you know, of course enjoying the success, of course being able to celebrate the, but also not letting it overtake you?
I guess the thing that helps me stay grounded is definitely my family. Like, you know, people that's really close to me, because they still call me, you know, they still call me Lil Roger. Like, that's my real name. I'm named after my dad. And, like, you know, they still call me Lil Roger, no matter how much they see me on television, on, you know, on Fox doing, you know, TV show, no matter how much they've seen my, you know, face on flyers, on concerts, halls, and name being put on the radio, music on the radio. It's almost like come over here and get some chicken, you know, or you know, come eat dinner, you know, cause, you know, that's what kind of, you know, that definitely keeps me humble to the point where, you know, I'm not afraid of an ego, which I know, and I've witnessed it as well because, you know, on the side of myself being an artist, I've produced for, you know, a couple of artists and, you know, different things like that, and I've seen those guys be at the top, and then it's almost like scraping the barrel, bottom of the barrel, and it's like, at the same time, it scares me. And
right.
So I'm looking like, you know, the same people you may step on while you're going up the ladder, you may have to, you know, reach back down and, you know, and have them help you out. So I try not to never forget or lose sight of that. And I think that's what helps, you know, with everything that comes to me, I kind of laugh at it and look like, you know, man, look, it's a blessing. But at the same time, it definitely could be taken away or, you know, given to someone else if I'm not appreciative or humble about it.
All right. Really good point. Again, recording artist Foley is our guest, talking with us about the success he's been able to have, but also, of course, how he's able to strike that balance and how family really plays a role in that as well. We're going to go ahead and get into the single, Foley. You know, I think the title, I was laughing at one of my friends today because they, you know, they say they can always tell when I've been listening to BET because they say I try to sound like I'm kind of up with everything. But I think the single kind of explains itself. but how did the song Tooted come about?
Well, it was kind of a feed off of Shawty What It Is. The record Shawty What It Is, you know, really opened a lot of doors for me because it was a dance record. It was a fun record. The women love it, of course, and when it plays in the clubs react to it. So I just happened to kind of be on an instrumental search and ran across it. And, I mean, it just struck me. And when I heard it, I said, look, it's time to kind of break out into a new dance, like a new direction, you know, to help with Shawty What It Is, but definitely not get completely away from the type of music that I'm able to make. So, like I said, we just got with it, and I know a couple of homegirls, and they kind of started dancing to it. And I actually, before I even came up with the hook for it, I sent them the verses and the beat. And one of them happened to hit me back and say, you can toot it to this song. And I said, what? I'm like, you can toot it to this song. I'm like, okay, I guess we can toot it. And it worked. You know, it worked. And that's it. And then hence, I hope it just takes off from here on out. It's definitely moving and working in Atlanta. And, you know, I hope it just keeps going.
All right. Well, to kind of do our part here, why don't you go ahead and do the honors, Foley, and introduce the single for us?
All right. Everybody tuned in right now live on January 10th, your boy Foley's birthday. Here's my new single, Toot It. Turn your radios up. Let's go.
Let me see you toot it, girl, let me see you toot it. Hands on your knees, girl, let me see you toot it. Drop it to the floor, girl, let me see you toot it. Let me see you toot it.
Amazing, truly captivating, yeah. The way that thing is shaped, yeah. And I see why they be hating. Bad girl click, nah, I tell you more dime piece. Cause you got your own, and plus you keep it classy. Work a 9 to 5, or run your own business. Or you can do them both, man, can I get a witness? How can I get with you? The shawty on the level, and she won't hesitate to work and make a man better. Now that's a true soldier, man, I thought I told ya. Swift pick, freaky, freaky, drinking up a mosa. iPhone in the club, taking pictures, posing. Got me throwing money in the club, and I ain't supposed to.
Let me see it, girl, let me see it. Let me see you to it, girl, let me see you to it. Hands on your knees, girl, let me see you to it. And drop it to the floor, girl, let me see you to it. Let me see you to it, let me see you to it. I wanna see you to it, girl, let me see you to it. Put it in the mirror, and let me see you to it. Left cheek, right cheek, girl, let me see you to it.
With Tooties here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. Glad you all could join us as we've been talking with Foley not only about this journey in music, but what it's been like for him personally to be able to reach the people he's been able to reach and to share his music like he's been able to do here. So, Foley, you know, you have really done a whole lot, and you have, I'm sure, inspired other people who look at you and look at the dream that they have and say, you know what? If that guy Foley can do it, I can do it too. What is that like to know that you are an inspiration for other people as well?
It's definitely motivational. It's definitely motivational. Once again, I appreciate y'all for having me on. I feel honored right now. My whole day has just been great. I have to say that real quick. But, I feel honored. I feel honored. Even when people hit me through Twitter and Facebook and other places, you know, even my email account, you know, I get, like, a lot of different emails where people, you know, just kind of say, you know, man, that record you put out made me, you know, put this down, made me do this, made me go that way. It's like a lot of those different interviews and things like this, you know, what I'm doing right now, I feel like when it reaches out to other people and they say, man, I want to do these things, and they feel like they want to quit, but then all of a sudden they see more things happening. Like I said, it's motivational. It's inspirational to me. You know, I look at it like I could, you know, a lot of people could just take what I do and take it the wrong direction and end up doing the wrong thing. And so when I see the positives come from it, like I said, it just motivates me more just to keep going.
Well, you know, man, we're really excited that we were able to be a part of this experience with you. And you know what? It is your birthday. I did not know that, of course. When we scheduled this conversation, I found that out later because of Twitter, of course. And we want to thank Kimberly, of course, for setting up this conversation with us. And I was trying to think, you know, what would be, you know, a good gift that we could give to Foley? Well, one of the things that we do here at Conversations Foley is we also publish a monthly magazine. It's based on various conversations that we have on this radio show and that I have with people on our TV show here as well. So what we're going to do, because we're going to press tomorrow, we're going to include the transcript of this conversation with our feature story that we have with Isaiah Washington, who was on actually about an hour before you. You're going to be featured not only in that same magazine, but we're also putting your name on the cover as well.
Wow, I definitely appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. That's, man, you know, it's like things like that. You know, I guarantee you, it's things like that that keeps me going. Like, you know, that I feel like, you know, one day it's I don't know what to say. I appreciate it. I definitely do.
Well, we're glad to do it. And again, we want to thank Kimberly for helping us set up this conversation. We want to thank my graphic guy, also Chris Irvin, who's also listening out of Raleigh, Mississippi. He, you know, we were talking about this today, and again, like I said, we're putting the issue to bed tomorrow. And Isaiah is the cover story. And we were like, you know what? We could put Foley on the cover. We can put his name on the cover and also include this conversation in there. So, you know, that's our way of being able to not only celebrate what you're doing, but also I think, man, the inspiration that you're being for other people, and that's what it's all about, paying it forward, letting other people know what's possible for them as well. So, Foley, for our listeners that want to stay in contact with you, want to, of course, support your music, find out more information about you, where's the best place for them to find you?
Definitely you can find me on Twitter. I am trying to get my Facebook legs, but it's kind of hard. But
right.
I'm definitely always on Twitter. I'm always on Twitter, the @FoleyDLife. I'm always on there. It comes to my phone directly. So you can get at me, like I said, via Twitter, @FoleyDLife, all one word. You can hit my PR person, Whisper, @WHISPHER. That's Whisper Her. That's her creation right there. And also, definitely, you can get with me at DLifeEntertainment.com. That's my website. We're going to upgrade it and kind of change it around a little bit more to give our, you know, the fans that follow the music and wants to download the music, we're going to give them more areas on that website to download music, see more videos, kind of go behind the scenes with me. And I guarantee you I'm never hard to catch up with. All you have to do is if you shoot me a Twitter and say, hey, look, I'm following you, you follow back, I'll do it. Hands down, I feel like I could never get as big as the fans. You know, I don't care if I'm doing Puff Daddy numbers, you know, a year from now, if I'm doing Puff Daddy Jay-Z numbers. You shoot me a Twitter, I'm going to shoot you back. Like if I'm not standing on stage or doing an interview, I'm going to hit you right back. Because, like I said, to me, I feel grounded like that. So, like I said, my website, DLifeEntertainment.com, and also @FoleyDLife on Twitter.
All right, so we can definitely stay in contact with you there, man. Congratulations again on all this success. We're looking for a lot of great things coming from you as well, Foley. And, look, last question for you, and this is one, if there is a scripted question for this program, this would be it. And because we're always trying to give advice for those that are looking at those that they look up to and admire, trying to give something back for them. So what would you say to individuals out there who have a dream, regardless of what it might be? Maybe it's not singing or rapping, maybe it's, you know, dancing or acting or you know, writing a book. What would you say to them about the importance of recognizing their dream but also holding on to that dream?
I would say, how could I put it? Persevere, because the world changes so much, but you have to stay true to yourself. The one thing that I used to hate when I met, like, artists, when I met, you know, I don't want to call his name, but, like, I'll say one or two, like Master P and a couple other guys. I hated when they kept saying, just keep going. That's really not no direction. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing it. I mean, I could be doing anything. You're going to tell me to keep doing it? So I guess what I would tell somebody, you know, that has a dream, whether you want to own a restaurant or, you know, whatever you want to do, is to persevere. Always know that, you know, every dog has a day. Every dog has a day, and the sun will always shine. You know, even if it's cloudy outside, you got to realize the sun is still in the sky. You're just covered by the clouds on that day, you know, so you got to stay focused and persevere. That's the biggest thing that my pops, you know, rest in peace, that's one thing he always put in me, to persevere no matter what the goal is. Just keep going. Keep going until you can't do it no more. You want to play basketball, keep going until you break your legs. And even if you break your legs, keep shooting the ball in the wheelchair. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing. Just persevere and keep going no matter what.
All right. Great advice there, again, from someone who's doing just that, who is learning what it means to persevere and to not give up and to keep pushing as you're reaching those goals. Recording with Foley, everyone. Make sure you guys are following him on Twitter, as he mentioned, @FoleyDLife is where you can find him there. Then, of course, visit his website at www.dlifeentertainment.com is where you can stay in contact with him there as well. Foley, man, enjoy the rest of your birthday. Continued blessings to you, and we look forward to the next conversation with you, man.
Definitely, and I appreciate y'all, and I'm about to go and enjoy the rest of this rainy day. I'm going to do something. I don't know what I'm going to do. Might just go run outside in the rain. I'll go have fun. I don't know.
All right. Well, you enjoy it, man. And, again, we will definitely be staying in contact with you. Foley, everybody, again, make sure you do check him out. Again, he is providing music there for his fans on his website, so make sure you guys do go to his website to find out more information about that. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast in about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you can be able to find a link there to all of our shows from today, the four we've been able to have already today. There's one more, our primetime show, coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern, but all of those links are always there on our Facebook and Twitter page. You can go back and listen to them. You can actually share them with your friends using the social buttons there as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.